Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for October 27th, 2007.
On this week's show,
I make lamb. How was my accent?
That was good. It was very authentic.
Yeah, I'm very authentic.
So really, are you making lamb? You make lamb?
I don't make lamb, but I eat lamb from time to time.
You do?
I was severely chastised by your daughter and your niece for eating a fluffy little lamb.
Really?
And I yelled at them for eating fluffy little chickens, but they insisted it wasn't the same.
Oh, is that what that was all about?
Yeah.
Because I heard them talk about fluffy chickens.
Yeah. No, chickens are ugly and mean. What are you talking about? But lambs are sweet little creatures.
But you ate lamb.
I rarely eat lamb, but since we were at a Greek place, it seemed appropriate. Really, what I wanted was the pasta.
Really? Okay.
The thing was, I wanted the... Well, we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that. Well, we can get into that now. But first of all, I'd like to welcome everyone to the latest episode of The Cheap Date Show. Hello.
They know where they are.
We hope you enjoy
your
stay.
They're all regulars by now.
Come on down. Have a seat. Pull, roll on up. Sit, spell. I don't know. Isn't that what they say down in rural
Indiana?
Yeah,
it doesn't sound at all authentic.
What's the name of that group of actors your dad's going to hire to sit around his gas station? Oh, are we giving something away?
Oh, the Sitting Bull? Okay, okay. No more about that.
So welcome, everybody. Let's get right into it, because tonight we're talking Greek food tonight.
We are. We had another large family gathering. Yay. We had what? 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people.
Yeah. 13 people. Had family in from out of town.
And we went to the same place we always go when we have 13 people. Well, the same place we went last time we had 13 people, which is Perry Alley in...
That's in Niles, I believe.
Perry Alley?
I'm sorry, it's in Des Plaines.
In Des Plaines.
Too bad we don't edit. But it's in Des Plaines. It's on the border of Niles. It's on Milwaukee Avenue in Niles.
That's okay. See, our mistakes are helpful ones.
That's right. The last time we went to Perry Alley was for our wedding rehearsal.
It was the night before. Well, it wasn't our wedding. We didn't have a wedding rehearsal.
We didn't.
But it was the night before our wedding. Everybody was in.
And this place is not very far from the place where we got married.
So we were going to meet up with a couple people before... for dinner, since they were coming in that evening. Then pretty soon everybody was calling and saying, well, we'll be there in 20 more minutes. Just wait 20 more minutes. We wound up being at Perry Alley for like 3 hours.
But they liked it because...
But we did have a...
This crowd bought a lot of wine and had a lot of food.
A lot of wine, a lot of food, a lot of Saganaki.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we even had some dessert eaters in that crowd.
That's right. So let's talk about Perry Alley just in general. It's one of your classic Greek restaurants.
The End.
It's got a lot of indirect lighting. It's got some plants. It's got paintings on the wall.
You were describing every restaurant from Olive Garden on up.
Well, McDonald's doesn't have indirect lighting.
From Olive Garden on up.
Oh, you're setting the bar pretty low there, aren't you?
That's my point.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. You're right. You have the photos of the Parthenon and the island of Hydra, where they say, hey, baby, what's happening?
Could we please get by without that?
Good to see you, my friend.
Would you like to have a ham?
How about a ham sandwich? To which you would very properly reply, thank you very much.
Okay, anyway.
That's from SCTV.
I know.
That's Conversational Greek with Alky Stereopoulos.
Look it up on your own time, as my professors say.
And there you go. So we went to Perry Alley. So it's a great place because it's large enough where right smack in the middle of the restaurant, they can push a whole bunch of tables together to accommodate huge parties. And we had a huge party.
Yeah, we did. And they're really pretty good at handling it.
So, we started off with the house red wine.
Yes, I don't know anything about it, but it was tasty.
It was really good. It was very good.
French bread, of course, just like white
good stuff.
Or maybe it was Greek bread. I don't know.
Yeah, just with like, sesame seeds on it. It was delicious. Yeah.
And then, of course, Saganaki.
Oh, yes.
Which, just as a quick review, is fried cheese.
Right.
Not breaded fried cheese like mozzarella sticks, but a square piece of cheese that's fried in olive oil.
It's a cheese called Kasari cheese, and what it is, or Kasari cheese. And what they do is they dip it in bread. They dip it in egg and flour.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
It's a very, very light batter.
It is. It's a very, very light batter. And Kasari is a very hard cheese. You know, ask me, that's hard. That's your hard cheese. It's like a Parmesan.
Okay.
And it withstands. It can hold being fried.
Mm-hmm.
They fry it in a little thing. It looks kind of like a little fajita dish, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They fry it up. They bring it to the table. They put some ouzo on it. And then when they light it on fire and the flames climb to the ceiling, everybody yells.
Opa!
There you go.
And then they douse it with lemon juice.
And I think that in my Big Fat Greek Wedding, I think they do have that.
I'm sure.
It's been a while since we've seen that movie, but... So we ordered a bunch of Saganaki. The rule of Saganaki, as far as I'm concerned, is you have one order for every three people. That's my rule, especially if you have cheese eaters. We ordered...
Yeah, a bunch of cheese eaters.
We ordered one too few for our crowd.
Probably, because I got like one square inch.
Yeah, so did I. And then my dad at one end of the table. Hey, guys, done with that? Send that on down.
Yeah.
So, but it was good.
I agree. Even one for every two people if they're a big cheese fan.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of people are at 6:30 when they haven't had lunch since noon.
Is there any, were there any other appetizers?
No, that was it. Then we got right to it.
Right into it. So when you got a big crowd, you can do things. I have been to Greek restaurants, like, for example, the Greek Islands, where if I went with a big crowd, you can order family style, and they bring big plates of stuff.
That's interesting.
Or you can order, you know, a bunch of appetizers. But, yeah, the family style thing was pretty cool. We went with a bunch of us from work, and coworker Dimitri,
of course.
He's showing off for everyone. When we went to the Greek Islands in Chicago, he was showing off for everyone, and he was... speaking in Greek to the waiter.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, you're impressing us.
That's cool, but, you know, you'd have to have a very game crowd. And not that the family's not game, but we have a wide range of people and tastes.
And finickiness.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
a lot of kids. And, you know, Greek food is, I will say this, for kids and for... the older members of my family are a little more traditional in their palates, and
they are
not so familiar. Like, we're so familiar. I mean, Thai food, nothing. Chinese food, so last century. I mean, all these ethnic Indian food. What would we consider like
really oddball?
Maybe Korean. Although your dad talks about Korean, like that's so 1960.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, Ethiopian.
And listener Paul wants us to do a Mongolian restaurant. Yes, Paul, we heard you. We'll do it. We promise we'll do
Portuguese.
It in the future.
But what I'm saying is, we don't
Portuguese.
We don't think much of ethnic foods. But for people who do, Greek is a pretty easy ethnic food.
Well, let's rephrase that. It's not that we don't think much of it. It's just that we don't... It's not...
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean...
It's not astonishing. It's not that much veering from the norm.
Yeah, I didn't mean we don't think, like, we don't like it. We definitely...
Sorry, we like American food. Because you know what? If you say that, the terrorists win. So...
There's no such thing as American food. Well, heritage turkeys, but I'll get to that later. Freedom turkeys.
So what did we have? What did you have as your main dish?
I had, as you heard, a hunk of... fluffy, sweet, innocent lamb.
Yeah. Is that what it was called?
No, it was called lamb with pasta.
Oh, okay. How was it? That was a huge piece of meat, too.
It was. I was expecting more like lamb strips. I think I almost was thinking Euro meat, and I don't know why, because I know
that
they would have called
it
Euro meat, if that's what it were, but... I was or maybe like stewed lamb, kind of, but I got this big hunk of lamb. I mean, what was that? Like a...
You could have made soup out of that. Wasn't there a bone in there? You could have made lamb soup.
I don't know. I didn't even get to the middle of it. It looked like it was like a lamb...
A shank of something.
It was a lamb roast, and it was like... I guess it was like the size of a softball.
Yeah.
A little bigger than a softball.
16-inch softball. Chicago-style 16-inch softball. So anyway, you had the big chunk of meat, and the pasta, how was the pasta prepared?
The pasta was... What is that? Orzo pasta?
Yeah.
that little, so. It looks like rice with a light tomato sauce. And actually, I ordered the lamb and pasta because last time I had pasta there, it was fantastic. It was like spaghetti, only super fat.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as fat as like macaroni. Not big macaroni, but like Kraft macaroni.
Right.
And it had a hole in it like macaroni, but it was long like spaghetti.
Yeah.
And it had this nice chunky tomato sauce with it, and it was so good. So I wanted that same pasta, but I wanted meat. So I went with the lamb and accidentally kind of got different pasta. But the pasta was great.
It was delicious.
The tomato sauce was good.
Mm-hmm. I had the pork shish kebab.
Oh.
Which is...
Souvlaki. I love souvlaki.
Which is one of my...
Especially pork.
Oh, yeah. Which is one of my... We talk about when we go to restaurants what our sort of... what our test cases or what our... You know, let's see how well they do this. And they did a wonderful job with this. I will say that a couple of the Greek restaurants that we've been to that are some of our favorites have been a little bit low on... Have been a little bit lacking in the shish kebab scale and the souvlaki scale. But this time around... Periali was right up there. It was really good.
And I think the kids got, not all of the kids, but at least a couple of them got chicken souvlaki.
Right.
Which is not souvlaki. Like, souvlaki means pork, but you know what I mean? Chicken kebabs.
Right.
And they loved those.
And Emma had, it was an Athenian chicken. It was like a, broiled chicken with an Athenian sauce. And that was, she really liked that. The rice is a big hit. The roasted potatoes you get with that is a big hit. Make sure you get a bunch of lemons on your plate so you can squeeze it and squish it over everything.
Yeah.
Although one of the other things that I have to say is that one of the hallmarks of a good restaurant is if I don't have to season it a whole lot. And I did not have to season this a bunch.
I agree.
This was actually pretty good. So so we had that, and then dessert came around, right?
Yeah, but we didn't have any.
Well, the kids did. No, they ordered a couple of things.
Oh, what did they have?
Emma really wanted baklava, as we heard from the last show.
I didn't know she got baklava. How did I miss that?
She did. Oh, I had a taste of it. It was really good. You were sitting right next to me, dear. You must have missed it.
Must have been yapping.
You probably were yapping with my sister. And, that was good. I didn't see what the other kids got, but yeah, the kids all got desserts, and they vanished like almost immediately.
I want dessert.
Sorry.
You owe me a dessert.
Okay, I'll get you dessert later. So it was a wonderful time. They handled the crowd very well. The service was very good, very attentive. They always make sure that, especially at a lot of these restaurants, especially they want to make sure your wine glasses are filled. Another bottle?
To soften the blow when that bill comes.
Ooh. Yeah, sure, why not? Bring it on over. Good. So, but it was delicious. So, if you're looking for a place to go with a big crowd, this is a good place to go. And also, I would say if you just want to go as a couple, because there were a lot of couples there.
That
and they do have areas there where you can have, you know, just you and your partner can have dinner, and it's not really, I mean, it's a loud place.
I was going to say, you don't want to be seated right next to the table of 13.
Exactly, especially when there's half of them are kids. But, it was good. And it's a good place to go. Like I said, if you're just the two of you, don't expect anything, you know, quiet and romantic, but you know what? There's something to be said for a nice lively atmosphere.
A little bit livelier. Yeah.
There you have it.
Okay.
Okay. So that is Periali Greek Taverna. They are at 9860 Milwaukee Avenue, Des Plaines, Illinois. I also learned that they do not have a website at this point, so.
Good for them.
But make sure you check it out because it's
delicious. They don't need technology. They've been making souvlaki the same way for 300 years.
All right. You know what it is? You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's Halloween, kids. That's right. It's Halloween.
You put Halloween on the show notes like you have to remind people.
Well, no, I bring up Halloween because there are a few things I wanted to make sure we mentioned
I know,
to
I
our
know. I'm
to
just
our gang,
you.
To our crowd. So, hey, gang. one of the things that I wanted, that I've been meaning to mention for a while and we haven't, and now is the perfect time to do it. You still have a couple of days if you're living in the Chicago area and you're listening to this, you're within the sound of our voices, and it's before Halloween. You still have a chance to get over to the Affytapple Factory.
Oh.
Fresh caramel apples right at the factory. And they were how much? They were like really, they were insanely cheap.
Yeah, there wasn't much to the store. I think they're in transition. Yeah. But if you're an Affytapple fan,
this is the place to go. You can get them with no nuts, with nuts, with walnuts, with sprinkles, every variation of the Affytapple brand product you can get.
And cheap.
And cheap. It's like at least half price, if not less. Oh, you're going.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm trying to.
It's at least
here.
It's at least the half price of retail. The cool thing is that they used to be in Chicago, right on the border of Evanston, not too far from where I used to live. And I used to go there because I used to be able to get caramel apples, and they used to sell frozen bananas as well.
Oh, that sounds so good.
You used to get like a half a case of frozen bananas for like $2 or something like that.
Well, there were factory seconds.
Believe me, you'd only have to go once a year. But the cool thing about the Affytapple Factory is if you head over there and you can order a case, you can bring out a case. So mm-hmm. you can do this if you have kids or if you're having a party or something like that. Just get a whole thing.
I didn't even think of that. That's a great idea.
And then make sure you have...
If you have kids, if you have like 12.
No, what I'm saying is if your kids are having a Halloween party or a school party.
I know.
And then make sure you also have your little Aetna card as well in case you need to call the dentist for ripping all your fillings out from the car.
No kidding. If you have a kid with a loose tooth.
But they're really good and they're very fresh. And they have moved. They're not in Chicago anymore. Now they are in Niles. They are located at 7425 North Croname Road, which is actually between Grosse Pointe Road, Caldwell, and Toohey Avenue. So if you go over there and there's like the Half Price Books is over there. What else is over? There's a big mall. There's a Costco over there. It's in the industrial park behind it. Oh, American Science Center is right near there too. Actually, the American Science Center warehouse, which is not normally open to the public, but it was the day that we went there. Sorry.
So don't bother with that.
So that's the, so check out the Affytapple Factory. We're big fans of that. And I got an email from Oberweis Dairy for a spooktacular treat. I wanted to run over and get one of these beforehand, but I didn't. If any of you are in the Chicago area and you've had one of these, let us know how it is. We're going to try and get one before Halloween. They have the spooktacular treat known as bug guts.
Yum.
It's a sundae. You can get a bug gut sundae or a bug guts shake. Vanilla soft serve ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, crushed M&Ms, and bug gut sauce.
Are you kidding me?
Now I'm looking at that. It looks like it could be caramel. It could be some sort of fruit.
Compote chocolate sauce?
No, it's not. It's light. Mm. It's lighter colored.
It's bug guts. Come on.
I don't know. We're going to check it out. We'll
suspend
your
disbelief, pal.
Okay, we'll have a report the next time we come over. Next time we come
next
over.
Next time we come over. Don't you wish.
We're going to come over in your living room. And also, I'd like to mention, if you are in the greater Arlington Heights area and you're hearing this, there's also the downtown business trick-or-treat. When my kids were little, we used to love doing this. All the shops in the downtown area of Arlington Heights, if you're a kid and you show up in a costume, they give you candy.
Oh, yay.
And they are doing it again this year.
Do they give wine to the adults?
They should. When we went to Peggy's, we got beer. Of course, Derek made us pay for it, so.
Yeah, I meant free.
Free? I think not. And we are also going to be, as soon as we're done here, we're going to do some pumpkin carving.
Yes,
and
maybe next time we'll talk about pumpkin seeds.
Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. Yes, because we are seeking the perfect pumpkin seed recipe.
Oh, you're going to have it tonight, right, pal.
Okay. Well, if any of you have a favorite pumpkin seed recipe, by all means, send it along. I know we have a lot of culinary aficionados out there.
Yes.
And speaking of which, we got a recipe from listener Thelma.
She
found us through the For Whatever Reason show. So hello to Tim and Nanette from For Whatever Reason. And Thelma sent us a recipe with regards to our pancake recipe, which is not really ours. It came out of Esquire magazine. She sent us a recipe for orange syrup.
Oh, that sounds good.
Check this out. And I'm going to read this, but for those of you who are sticklers, the recipe will be in the show notes. So don't feel compelled to pull over, pull out a pen.
Okay, okay.
You take a can of frozen orange juice, and she gets the plastic can so she can microwave it.
Ooh, good thinking.
Put the orange juice and 4 tablespoons of butter in a saucepan over medium heat. Already, I'm sold. Keep stirring it, much like the apple butter. Keep stirring it. She doesn't have a specific amount of sugar that she adds because she just puts it in, tests it, and a little more tests it just to make sure that she can get the taste to it. So sugar to taste, we'll say. Last time she did it, she thinks she put in 4 spoonfuls. She also used Splenda, and she said it came out great with that as well.
Oh, yeah, I would think it would.
Mm-hmm. And she takes about a third of the can of OJ and fills it with water to water down and settle down the orange juice taste. Mm-hmm. And then 1 spoon of cornstarch, and then just keep stirring it over the saucepan. It only takes a few minutes to set. And then if you don't use it right away, you can put it in a sealed jar and place it in the fridge and then use it when you want. You can heat it up in the microwave and use it.
Oh, yum.
So I see a recipe we may be trying.
I bet that would be great with like pecan pancakes or...
Yeah, something that could...
Somehow I'm feeling something nutty with that.
You know what? That's the best straight line I've heard. I'm not going to go for it. We also received a note from our pal and listener, Chris, who sent us...
Oh, yeah, this was great.
He sent us a summary of his 2-week trip to France, Amsterdam, not in this order, France, Holland, Belgium, Germany. Was that pretty much it? I think that was pretty much it.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
In search of beer.
But different cities. In search of beer.
I don't know why else you'd go to all those countries.
This is it's a wonderful write-up. Chris has a very engaging writing style, which I think you'll enjoy. He talks about, here's an example. They were in Dusseldorf. This was a beer tour he went on with a bunch of his friends. He went to Dusseldorf, and he bought a mini keg of the Fuchsian Alt beer for the beer kitty. I don't know why they had a beer kitty going, giving all the other stuff they were drinking. The reason he was because he couldn't resist the image of the sexy fox nurse with a large hypodermic needle on the logo, which is great. This is 2 weeks bouncing around Europe, and it was great.
We need to do that sometime.
We do. They went to a place in Belgium, and one of the beers they had was an ale called Bavik Pilar Biter, which has an image of a man biting a pillar.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that's pretty good. And also, he shares all kinds of things about Belgian and European culture as well, including the fact that maybe it's just his imagination, but European women have no problem displaying their chests like they're wearing boots.
Well, yay to that. I don't. You're looking to me for a reaction. I don't know.
So we invite you guys to check this out and read it. If you go to the show notes at our website and click on the link, I have a document. It's in a PDF format. So he sent a lovely formatted PDF. You can download it and read this whole thing from the website. I got his permission to do this, so it was very nice of him to offer to let us do that. So thank you,
Chris.
Thanks
for sharing.
And if any of you had,
it's great to hear.
And
what
if any of you ever take trips, by all means, let us know what you think. Let us know your experiences, and we'll enjoy it all.
Yeah, or any type of experience you have.
Mm-hmm. Also, as long as we're going through all this stuff, I also want to mention our pal Lee sent us a voicemail with regards to our last video podcast. So let's hear that.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Joe. This is Lee Hanlon with Chicago Scope. Just calling to give you a big thumbs up on your Crazy Apple Days video. And can I be the first to point out that Joe looks like the Grim Reaper of apples when he's stirring around that savory mixture there? Anyway, good job on the video, and keep it up. Bye.
You know, I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called the Grim Reaper.
It's true. I see the resemblance.
That's right. So thanks to Lee for sending that along. You can find Lee, as he mentioned, at the Chicago Scope podcast, which is really one of my favorite shows to listen to. If you're in Chicago and you like hearing it, it's a great show. You should definitely check them out. Because what they do is Lee and a couple of his friends will typically go to a restaurant, and then on the drive home, they talk about it. So they record this in the mobile studio.
That is a really great in the mobile studio.
That's what they call it, the mobile studio.
That is a really great. Yeah, that's a.
It's actually
a really
Plymouth. It's a Plymouth Voyager, but
right.
It's the mobile studio.
Yes, and our studio is a dining room.
That's right. So thank you for that voicemail, Lee, and we appreciate it. And if and for all the other people who sent us emails and sent us comments and sent us Twitters and all sorts of other things about our video podcast.
I need to go back to Twitter someday. I kind of miss
it. You should. But thanks to everyone for the comments, and we're glad you guys enjoyed it. We enjoyed putting that together, the video show.
Oh, yeah.
The Apple Butter Fest.
You know what? I think we've decided that about once a year, a video podcast is about... Well, first of all, you have to have something worth watching, and we very rarely do anything worth watching.
That's true. But this was something that involved your whole family.
And then there, you know, not only the 6 hours of doing it, but then really several hours of production, much, much more than we would do for an audio podcast.
That's true.
And, you know, you have to take a shower for it. I mean... Come on. You think we're not sitting here in our underwear doing these podcasts?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we're clothed this time.
This time, because, you know, the kids are over.
Okay.
So we're glad. Thanks for the comments, and we're glad that everybody enjoyed that. And like we said, maybe once a year. I think next year what we'll do is we'll just sit there and, like, stare at the camera for 15 minutes. Hi.
We're going to have to keep evolving the apple butter thing to keep it fresh. I think next year we should have like an interview room like they do on The Real World, mm-hmm. where everybody can dish what they're really thinking about everybody else.
That's true. Man, Lisa's dad was driving me insane.
You can sit on the tractor.
That's right. Your dad would complain about Craig not getting up in time.
You know, I just think we need to get started earlier.
Why?
No, no, no. Are you trying to break my family apart?
No, I adore your family. Okay, we covered a lot of ground, and I think we're ready to let these people go. One other thing that I'd like to do is Lisa's playing with the gourds that are on our dining room table right
this
now.
This one is like a maraca.
It is. And this one is like a...
That one's disturbing.
There. I can't see you. Oh. Yeah, listen to that.
I know you can't see me shaking it.
OS X Leopard is now available.
Okay. Thank you. Emma was just announcing that OS X Leopard is available. So check it out. We also issued and released a new episode of Discover Woodfield, where we talk about a pumpkin farm. So check that out at discoverwoodfield.com. And I think that's about it. Have a very happy and safe Halloween if you're going out partying. Just... Be safe.
Don't talk to strangers. Have your parents check the candy before you eat it.
That's right. Did they do that thing when you were a kid where the hospitals would like run it through the X-ray machine, run candy bags of candy
through
the X-ray machine?
Are you kidding
me? I'm serious. They used to do that here.
You know, there's never been a case of somebody embedding something in Halloween candy.
Really?
That's actually never happened. I think it's never happened between strangers. It may have happened within families.
Well,
which is
even more
like kidnappings. You're more likely to be kidnapped by a relative. But nonetheless, have your parents check your candy before you eat it. You probably don't need all that candy anyway. I know
if you're going to a bar and you're getting a shooter and a bunch of test tubes, Lisa will be glad to check them out for you. Oh, that one's good. Okay.
All right.
If people want to get a hold of us, Lisa, how do they go about doing that?
I suggest email.
And that email would be?
dish@cheapdateshow.com.
And if they want to look at show notes, they want to look at stuff, they want to get the link to Chris's beer fest thing.
And the orange syrup recipe.
And the orange syrup recipe.
Cheapdateshow.com.
Great. And as always, we love to hear from you. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for your everything. Just thanks for being you. Thanks for being out there and letting us.
You sound like Mr. Rogers.
All right, everyone, we will talk to you in a fortnight.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.